I just had a lead in my spirit tonight to just pray with you. But in praying with you, we're going to look at the scripture, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. We'll continue on ministry, I mean faith and life in ministry tomorrow. But this evening, just wanted to share something with you. Very important. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. He says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, and give them showers of rain. He shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. You know, I just had a lead that we could pray about freshness. Freshness. So that's why we pray in that regard. You know, there are experiences that keep you fresh. And we can ask of it. We can ask of it. We can ask for it. We can ask for freshness in our walk with God, freshness in our devotions, freshness in the things of the Spirit, freshness, you know, in our utterances, freshness in the things that concern us in the ministry. And so, just a freshness, you know. Freshness. It's like you stay continually the same. Just when you were introduced to whatever you were introduced to. You know, in the certain times where it almost looks like your walk with God becomes stale, that's because we live in a very fallen world. But it's going to be different with you. We're going to stay on this particular prayer, and coupled with, you know, praying affirmatively concerning the spirit of faith. So we're not asking for it. We're affirming that we are full of faith and we're full of God's word. As we take time to hear and to read and to store God's word in our hearts. But one of the things that I also have leads on us just doing is to pray and ask God for this freshness. He says we should ask him of the rain in the time of the latter rain. And the Lord will make bright clouds. And he will give us showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. It means everyone becomes, you know, soft and fresh. You know, there's a difference between the fields that are filled with dew and the fields that are dry. So this whole week, we're also, as well as, you know, having that rekindling in the spirit of faith, we're going to ask God for freshness. Freshness. You know that time where you first heard the gospel and it sounded very real to your heart? It almost like, I mean, is this really true? And then a few years later, you hear the same thing and it does not move you the way it did. Not just in your emotions, but there's this jerking that your spirit man gets to experience. And we're going to be praying this in our meetings, praying this as a ministry, that we will remain fresh. There'll be nothing like, you know, staleness, you know, or a certain kind of a weariness or a certain kind of a dryness, we can believe God for that. And we can decide that as a ministry, when people come in our midst, they'll see, you know, there's this freshness, there's this life that, you know, rekindles your walk with God. And even if you were sleeping at a point in time, there's something that causes you to want to do what God wants you to do. And it will be discipleship after discipleship, evangelism after evangelism, you know, prayer session after prayer session. And there's this continuous freshness. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone who has need of what I'm communicating this evening. A freshness. A freshness. A freshness. A freshness. My God. A freshness. A freshness. A freshness. A freshness in their walk with you. A freshness in their devotions. A freshness in their zeal. Just a freshness, a continuous freshness in their pursuit of what your plan is for their lives. Let dry areas begin to spring forth with wells of living life, fresh every single time. Your prayer life oiled with freshness, not staleness, in the name of Jesus. Nobody wears out in our midst. Nobody wears out in our midst. Nobody wears out in our midst. Nobody gets tired in our midst. In the name of Jesus, that freshness comes to you in Jesus' name. It comes to you in Jesus' name. It comes to you in Jesus' name. Every single evening, every single morning, every single afternoon are seasons for continuous refreshings. And you know what the Lord says? He says, ask of Him. It means that there are times where it might look like the fields are becoming, you know, darkened. The fields are becoming dry. He says, ask of me. And so we ask of Him and we receive tonight freshness. Freshness. Rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord making bright clouds, giving showers of rain. Heavy showers of rain. Showers of rain. This time not from outside to inside. No, we are not talking about the rain that comes from outside to inside. It's a rain that produces life-giving waters from within our spirits. Yes. Out of us proceeds forth life, freshness, wellness every single time. Receive the grace to stay fresh all the time. Fresh all the time. Fresh all the time. Receive freshness in our utterances, in our preachings. Freshness in our devotions. Freshness, you know, in adventures of the Spirit, my God. Freshness, 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 freshness in the name of Jesus. No staling in Jesus' name. Talebro so talaba, jekre stifo sopra talaba, zobrande ke talabra stofra talaba. Freshness in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Freshness, freshness, freshness. Oh, flies will not settle on stale Christian lives in the name of Jesus. They will not settle on stale Christian lives. But you will be burning red hot, fresh all the time. Fresh all the time in the name of Jesus. One of the most interesting visions that I had some time back, I was in a fast. And I saw in the realm of the spirit. Now, this is how God communicated freshness to me using pictures. Right? Freshness to me using pictures. And that's what we call a vision. So it might not be exactly what is happening. He uses pictures to communicate what is happening. So I found myself lying in a room. And I saw that there was this three flies in the realm of the spirit. They were just hovering. And I woke up. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Because sometimes we think it's the devil. No, it's God trying to talk to you. He's trying to tell you something. And he said, you know what? You're becoming stale in this area. You're becoming stale in this area. And I said, Lord, I repent. So I knew I had a responsibility of getting back to it the way I used to. You could be doing it, but it has to consistently continue. That intensity has to be there. So I got up and I said, Lord, I'm going to give myself back to prayer. And I gave myself back to prayer. And I gave myself back to just being humble with the word. It's not to just pick the Bible, you know, and just feel like I know the Bible already. But first, that was not how it turned out with you. It wasn't like you knew it already. No, you had this reverence for the Bible. You had this reverence for the word of God. But all of a sudden, it feels like, you know, there's not that much reverence as you had before. That's a stillness. And that's what by the Holy Spirit, I'm praying for you. That is grace will overshadow you. Receive the grace to stay afresh. 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 Fresh. Fresh in your utterances. They should no longer be dry, you know, unpleasant, forceful utterances that come out from you because you have been told to evangelize. No. There should be words jumping up from your heart onto your lips, ready to be proclaimed because of your loving Savior that you know and that you have received. Freshness in the things of the Spirit. Let your visions no longer be uncertain. No, they should not be uncertain. They should not be uncertain. They should not be uncertain. This should not be uncertain. Let the screens of your mind, let it be clear in Jesus' name to see into what God will have you see. Freshness in all of those aspects. Anybody who is desiring for this, I want your heart to almost pant for this. It's almost like you desire it, you weep for it, you want it to happen to you. A consistent, continuous freshness. Consistent, continuous freshness. You will never be still. Every kind of a stillness is substituted for a freshness. In the name of Jesus. He says, ask of me. Rain in the time of the latter rain. And the Lord shall make bright clouds. And he will pour out showers of rain. For some of you who feel like you're having a hard time really hearing from God, those days are over. Those days are over. You hear from Him clearly in your heart. You hear Him. He'll talk to you. You know that this is the Lord talking to me. It will not be spooky, but you will know that this is the Lord. This is what the Lord is saying to me. In the name of Jesus, receive freshness in Jesus' name. I don't know who I'm praying for, but receive freshness in Jesus' name. Receive freshness in Jesus' name. Receive freshness. 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 Let your soul be well watered. Get back into those worship times where you're lost in there. It's not about tears, but there are times when He carries you in those places. Where you weep and weep, and you don't know why you are weeping, but all you do is just weep. Freshness in those areas also in the name of Jesus. Freshness. 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 Where you burn continually. You stay afresh. Afresh. No Beelzebub, king of flies, will halt around you because there's no stillness with you. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to continue running and not get weary. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. My God. Get back into those places of prayer and be lost in there, not knowing what time it is. But you just know you're with the Lord. You're just there. You're just there. Get back to those times where it's just things like, Lord, I've just come. I've not come to pray about something that is happening to me. I've just come. I've just come to stay with you. There are times where I go in there like that. I don't have anything. I've just come. I'm just there. I'm just with you. Just trying to find, you know, what you will have to say to me. Not asking for anything. I'm just around. I'm just here. I'm just here. Maybe you will speak. Maybe you wouldn't. But I am here. I'm just here. I just love to be around. Get back into those times. And if you've not had those times, get ready for those times. Where your experiences are going to be fresh. Your visions are going to be fresh. Your prayer life is not going to be mechanical. The same way. No. Fresh in its nature. In the name of Jesus. Times of tears. Times of wailings. Times where you lean on the Lord. Times where you study God's word without getting tired. Times where you just stay with God. Get back into those times. I see a stair, said the Spirit. I see a stair. There's a stair right now. There's a stair right now. A stair into depths. 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 Deeper levels of visions and revelations. A stair into depths. A stair into God's presence and prayer. A stair into God's evangelistic passion for our lives. A stair. Receive a stirring. Receive a stirring via my words. Receive a stirring. Receive a stirring. Get back to those times where He's all that matters to you. Or receive an increase in your desires. Where He's all that matters to you. In the name of Jesus. From this day onwards, as we delve into matters concerning the spirit of faith, I see the Lord, via our asking, pour out rains. Pour out rains, ever freshening rains. From this day, your utterances will not be stale any longer. You will not stagger in those utterances. In the name of Jesus, you will know what to say. You will have what to say. You'll almost be talking. You begin to see those days are not over. They are here. And there is another season that God ushers us into. Freshness in your passions. In the name of Jesus. Times where you wake up in the middle of the night and all you want to do is just worship the Lord. Just worship Him for who He is. Those times are here. Give God glory wherever you are. Thank you, Lord, for freshness. Thank you, Lord, for freshness. Thank you, Lord, for freshness. I see tears pouring out, and they're going to be tears that are fresh. Not because of life's issues and all the things that plague you. But it's just going to be Him and you. Nothing else. Just beholding Him as He was nailed to that cross. As He went on right into His ascension. A life that's just thankful of what He's done. Seeing sinners and making sure that your heart is pricked. Or, you know, just having a pricked heart to reach out to those who need to hear the gospel. In the name, we're going back to that place. This place is, you know, where it's all about Him. A freshness. A freshness. Freshness. Receive freshness. 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 And Let it be continuous. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Father, thank you. Freshness. 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 In Jesus' name, amen. So, I want us to pray continually, you know, and then ensure that we ask of the Lord this. It shouldn't become mechanical. And if we ask Him, He'll give it to us. Just like we ask for wisdom, just like we ask for knowledge, just like we ask for understanding. We can ask for freshness too. So Lord, thank you for freshness in this place. Let it not become a struggle again. In Jesus' name. Amen. So our time is up. And then